Hi everyone, this is Maura Sweeney with the latest episode of Living Happy from the Inside Out. This morning as I was showering, I had a phrase come before me, and what seemed to tumble out after it were a number of not only thoughts about things going on today, but also a number of reference points of things I had from my past, all of which I sense I am to package up in some way that I hope and trust will be of, can I say, good comfort in the here and now. A lot of the episodes I introduce, I would call them evergreen, meaning whenever you listen to them, it's the right time. I imagine that this one will be evergreen in nature as well, but I'm also sensing, because of the way it all came out, that the word that I'm delivering has a point of reference in our here and now. And this is what I want to call it: the calm in the middle of the storm, or better said, finding your calm in the middle of your storm. The calm in the middle of the storm. There are so many ways that storms can hit us in life. Some storms are close by, other storms seem to take place in other nations where there might be a volcano, a tsunami, a war, something we might be looking at the news. It's an out there type storm. Many storms, obviously, will affect us closer to home, some of which are really, really close to home. But the purpose of today's podcast is to encourage you to find your calm in the middle of whatever storm you are experiencing. The first things that I saw today, and this is before looking at any news or anything, did very much have to do with where we are right now. We are ever more embroiled, let's say, in an external conversation about the news of a war going on in Ukraine. And as things are escalating there, we're really finding ourselves in what could be perceived as a retake or a remake of what I grew up with. We used to call it the Cold War. It was when the United States was at war with Russia. We might not have been fighting directly, but the constant threat of war, not only war that might have been fought on a foreign land, but also from my earliest years, when John Kennedy was still in White House, there were very tangible fears that the Russians themselves were within moments of directing their warheads over to the United States. And if I remember correctly, in what I was reading, it would have meant that had those warheads gone out, they would have hit Washington, D.C. and our entire East Coast all within a 15-minute time frame. At that point, although I was too young to remember the actual fears, let's say, that Americans here were experiencing, we went through a number of days where people were literally in a storm that was not only an external one about the sense of a war, and typically we would think of wars in America being fought overseas, but in this case, years ago, it was the idea that there was an impending war, or let's say it another way, an impending sense of destruction that was right upon us. I could move us way forward to 9/11, when a number of people in New York City and throughout the country saw what took place with the Twin Towers. Some people I know actually watched the Twin Towers fall. Some of my friends were in New York. Others were in my hometown and actually saw the second Twin Tower fall. I can bring it up to the very recent past with COVID, when I could remember people being absolutely frightened, witless about the sense of catching a virus that was unseen, and they didn't know where it was coming from, and how quickly it might invade their body and therefore put them to death. So I offer these, which you're going to say, Maura, this does not at all sound like comfort in the middle of a storm. But I offer all these things because I sense that the world as a whole is finding itself, so that means collectively, as well as individually, in the midst of a storm. And what does a storm do to us? It threatens our very sense of being. It threatens our life. It threatens our ability to breathe. It may threaten our livelihood. It may threaten our sense of who we are. And I want to go beyond it and say it threatens our sense of stability and security. So I don't preface everything by those things necessarily to leave you there in the storm, but to give you some various things you could look at to say, oh yeah, these are the kinds of storms that we have. There are many private storms that we have in life. Maybe some of you have experienced very terrible bouts with sickness, with illness. Maybe some of you have been in relationships that have been physically abusive. I know that I could look back on my own life, and I know that I grew up in great stresses. For years as a child, I think I saw entirely too much death. Sometimes sudden death, sometimes shocking, sometimes slow death, and it really left me greatly traumatized. And so I knew what that felt like. I know what it was like to feel like I couldn't trust what was around me. I had coming through me today as I was in the shower flashbacks to a, what would you call them? A doctor for young children. Goodness, you'll know what it is. Pediatrician. When I was very small, even though we had a family doctor who was very, very kind, we had plenty of doctors in town when I was little, my mother used to take my brother and me repeatedly to the next town over to visit with a Dr. Cole, who nobody other than one other person in my town ever recalls having visited. We would go there repeatedly. I hated going there. I hated going upstairs. I remember crying terribly because we were usually stripped down to our underwear. We were generally given needles of some sort and some other crazy things to drink. I've always felt like I was greatly humiliated when I went there. The doctor was so frightening. And what made it even worse was that when we would get in the back of the car and I would say to my mother, "We're not going to go again to Dr. Cole's, are we?" And my mother would say, "Oh no," and then suddenly we would drive up. And there we would be at the outside of an old home where this Dr. Cole's office was on the third floor. I was probably maybe 4 or 5 years old at the time, but I knew what that kind of a storm and a trauma and a fearfulness was like upon me, where I would be left stripped down to my underwear in a very, very small office. This unbelievable terror. So I say all that because every one of us, and maybe some of you are very lucky out there, you've never had something in your life frighten you, where you've been physically threatened in an alley, or you have had people take everything you owned away from you. But those are all different aspects of what the storms in life look like. And again, I'll paint that picture of we don't know where to go for shelter. One other thing comes to mind, and thankfully I am on the other side of it, but it was a number of years ago and I was due to go in for surgery, and I could remember lying in bed in the middle of the night and I thought, oh my gosh, this is like one path I never wanted to take. And I remember in advance of surgery being so frightened that I literally wanted to jump out of my skin. I wanted to escape my body, figuring that my body was I would say, working against me, that it was decaying, maybe that there was some terrible cancer within me that was going to be literally eating me alive. And again, terrible, terrible, frightening feeling. So if I didn't scare you enough, and if you're still with me on this, there are various images I just placed before you concerning the concept, the idea of a storm. This is where I want to go. The bigger story, the bigger picture, and the bigger message is this. We are all individually and collectively at some level in the middle of something that is a storm brewing, growing. Many of us can feel it, see it. I'm going to bring you right back to where I began with the most recent news, the Ukraine. We are literally at this point, if you are to look at the news and what it is going to report to us, that we're now United States versus the old USSR, or let's say Russia. Now, not only just a proxy war, but an outright hot war where it looks like all of the fighting is advancing. I look at it and I think, my goodness, how very, very sad for the human race as a whole. I had been to Ukraine only a few years ago. I met very, very nice people, just like I have everywhere else I've gone. Did I sense corruption? Did I see things I didn't want to see there concerning their government, as well as intervention from the United States? Yes, I did. But all of it, all of it, all of it, I believe, is leading us to find the calm in the middle of our storm. What exactly is it? What does it look like? How do we find the calm? I want to say that there is a place within each of us, and it truly is the place of peace. We're not necessarily going to find it by running outside of ourselves, by bullying somebody else that's around us, by yelling at the top of our lungs, or punching out a capital letter response on social media to somebody who espouses a different belief that we think we hate and we want to destroy emotionally, socially, and otherwise. There is actually a place of peace within us. And I want to share with you that, as much as I shared with you a little bit of the fears that I experienced in life, that I also knew when I was just a child that within me was always peace. Within me was always an anchor. Within me was always a place of love that I knew I could go to as a hiding place. And I want you to know that you can go there too. In fact, I almost want to invite you today to think of your life, to think of your existence, not from the outside and what you're trying to protect, but the fact that the real life that you possess dwells within you. You know, you may or may not come from a Christian background, but you may have heard these words before, and they did come presumably from Christ when he said, "The kingdom of God is within you." Think about that. The kingdom of God is within you. Not somewhere out there that you need to run to, not for a place that you need to fortify, but literally a place within you. That place is real. That place exists. I'm going to tell you that there is such a peace. There is such a knowing. More than that, there is such a universal, all-inclusive love from what I would call, some of you may think of it, like to think of it, as the oversoul. Others may consider it to be the universe. I knew of it when I was just a small child as the love of a very benevolent Father, who I would refer to as God. And I knew that that Father saw every last person ever created as his child. Not one was more special than another. Each and every one was seen, accounted for, loved equally. And it was from that awareness that I had as a small child that I was able, during my storms in life, to leave the room, to exit the premises, to decide not to fight and not to stir up trouble and not to get back and not to defend myself and not to counterattack when someone had attacked or tried to injure me. I would instead go back to that quiet place that lived only inside of me. And it would be from that place that I would say, I know what I'm looking at. I know what I'm feeling. I know what I'm facing. But Father God, you who know me best, you who have all the answers to everything I've ever sought, to every problem, every issue, every eventuality in life, both now and in what's to come, show me, teach me, and lead me in the way that I should go. That is the peace that lives inside of everyone. I feel that there are two things that maybe I can further share today about the peace within your storm and finding the calm within your storm. There were two, maybe three guiding principles that always would get me through each and every storm of life. One of them was to always forgive. It didn't matter who the person was. It didn't matter what the issue was. It didn't matter what was done to me. And I even had to get to a place to say it didn't even matter how or what I felt of myself, but I was going to be in a place of absolute and complete forgiveness of all things. It was the great leveler. It was like the giant size algebra equation, where whatever was going on in one side would also have to equal what was going on in the other. And I always found forgiveness would always change the way I felt within. The other side of it was that I was guided by peace. I wasn't guided by vengeance. I couldn't be motivated by getting back at maybe those that I felt were opposed to me. Everything that I was guided by was this essence of peace that I wanted to live in completely in my future, knowing that the world around me meant that anything at any one moment could go awry, that somebody somewhere was going to be offended, whether in real or imagined, intended or unintended fashion, but that I literally wanted to find my insides ruled by peace. I just knew that it was an internal value or end point that I wanted to abide in. And those were the two things that would really guide me in this entire path. The third thing was this, and maybe this will help you as well. In life, there are always shifting sands. You know, today that the things that we supposedly on the outside are to honor, respect, uphold, and even celebrate, in many cases, are things that 50 years ago were considered anathema, were considered socially destructive, hateful, and totally unacceptable and unorthodox. And so I would often look at what was available to me in the outside world, the things that were being held up as the perfect ideals or ideas. And somewhere within, I would always have to ask myself how they felt. Did they resonate? Did they speak for me? In fact, I could remember one time years ago, and I've probably referenced this once before, driving in my car or my family's car. Maybe I was 17 or 18. We lived right outside of New York City, so all of the radio stations that we could get were always from New York. And I'd be on the FM stations, and I remember thinking to myself, you know what? There are certain stations here, and they all have their own sound. They all have their own, you could call it a vibration, that were going out. And I remember thinking, why is it that none of these stations speak for my tastes and what I really like? And I always remember thinking to myself, why is it that if I go to a magazine stand, that there are magazines out there and nothing on these magazines are speaking directly to me, but somehow I have to fit into one of these magazines says, oh, this is for you. The same being true about music. Well, it relates to every aspect of our lives. And sometimes there is a place within us that has yet to be seen or expressed on the outside in society. There's something within us whose essence is so good, that's so excellent, that's so unique, that's so filled with, I would say, goodness, peace, creativity, life, celebration, joy, excitement of a good sort, thrills, that we have yet to see expressed in the outside world. When you have places within you, in your quiet spot, that help you explore and feel those things that give you some of the greatest feelings and inklings of what is real, perhaps what is to come, hold on tightly to those sensations, those colors, those musical notes, those pictures. Hold on to them tightly, because together all of those things work to serve as your calm in the middle of every storm that your life might be in. And finally, if I can cap this all out, I want you to imagine something. If you can find your storm and your, I'm sorry, if you can find your calm, your peace, your love, your rest, your joy, and your own personal happiness in the middle of storms that appear to be raging in the outside world, and you live from that inside space and inside place and allow it to grow and to emanate and to literally radiate from your insides out each and every moment of each and every day, what kind of a world could you bring to the rest of us? And what kind of a bright new day do you suppose the world as a whole may seem, see, and experience? So I hope this will help you. I might have started out with the darkness of the storm, but I hope what I leave you with is a remembrance from within, an invitation to go within, and literally an opportunity to find the kingdom within you that's always been waiting for you to sit there, to rest, to relax, and to rejoice. Until the next time, this has been Maura with Maura for You.